This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm from the South African Human Rights Commission, KZN Provincial Office. So we are happy to be here today just to have a training Yama Human Rights Champions. So this is just a start of one of many engagements that we are going to be having with the Mangosuthu University.
So Lindok Trainer Ma Champions, is it something that you guys have been doing with different institutions, or is this your first launch?
So we have done it with University of Zululand, UNISA, UKZN. So it's something that we have done before. So now we are venturing to other institutions. So we saw an opportunity with the MUT, then we were very happy with Basivumele, with yes, Singers at the corner.
So what are you hoping to achieve by the end of today in Gali event in Israel?
Well, for now, it was about introducing the South African Human Rights Commission and trying to make future champions to understand what are the rights in the constitution and what is the mandate of the South African Human Rights Commission, as well as to try and capacitate them in terms of having an understanding of MR rights and the constitution.
Okay, cool. That is lovely. Because now, guys, in Hambing, so Hambang Fungili, same as you, Lama Fungili, that you only have three, which is promoting, protecting, as well as monitoring.
Exactly.
So if you're not here, you are missing out, but it's fine because they're training AMA champions, which will be assisting the students. Guys, what is right, what is wrong? Are your rights being violated or not? And what do they do, AMA champions?
Yes, I mean, that's when now you will have to report to the South African Human Rights Commission so that it can assist in terms of protecting the violation of AMA rights. So it's mainly learning, which we are using as a Human Rights Commission. We do go to court on your own behalf. It's free of charge. So you don't have to pay
anything. It's free of charge, guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's free of charge. So you only have to report, and we can either litigate, we can investigate, we can conduct a public inquiry, we can conduct the alternative dispute resolution, or ADR.
What is that?
Yeah.
So,
ADR is when you take abantu ababili abane disputes ubahlalise etafuleni. You don't have to go to court. So apparently then uzame ukuthi uphume isixazululo, then ukwazi ukuthi kube khona ukulungiswa.
I feel like that is like the first step. Being as you have the inkantolo, that is lovely. Spreading awareness, educating us, guys, because these are the basic things that we should know, but we don't. And you're taking the initiative to educate us. Kawe, I hope we as Ojalola, but I hope we're taking something that side. But so we are cool, but we want to join it. Yeah, so we'll come back and just look at CC times, and so that Navalaleli Nabo, they will be educated.
Thank you so much for your opportunity. Chabula,
thank you for your time, Dr. Kuli.
All right.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.